Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody. Time for News Headlines for News Junkies. I haven't done this show for a while, but boy, today's story on AOL, I just couldn't resist. Tweet, 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 tweet. So there's an old song that says, let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Sweet, 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 sweet. Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throat a treat. Take your time from the birds now that you know the words. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet. This is just hysterical to me. I hope I can get through this show with just out laughing the entire time. So China is accusing Trump of running the country from Twitter. Well, first of all, this isn't any surprise. From the very beginning of Trump's entrance into the election arena, I mean, even before he really seriously considered actually, you know, running for president, he had been tweeting and tweeting and tweeting all along. So I want to give you a little different perspective about this that perhaps you haven't considered yet. And before you jump on this current negative bandwagon of public opinion, and actually, since it's purely a Chinese perspective anyway, let's talk about a tweet. All right, first of all, the sound of a tweet is identified with a bird. And a bird is a remnant of the dinosaurs. They go back 160 million years B.C. into the Jurassic period. And those beautiful feather tails they have today are just remnants of their original dinosaur bony tail. You can go on Wikipedia and see how birds have evolved from dinosaurs. And birds live and breed in all terrestrial habitations on the Earth, on all seven continents. And you can go on Wikipedia and see how the bird develops its own individual song. And how, where the bird lives and how much contact it has with other kinds of things, either his own kind or other kinds of birds or other kinds of life, how all of this influences the development of that bird's song. Now, learning to tweet is part of a baby bird's curriculum during its first year of life. I mean, even as learning to communicate begins within the first year of life for us as a human. You know, the bird has its parents and its siblings, and they hear each other, and they learn to express themselves. You know, I have a mom and a dad sparrow who come every year to have their babies on my balcony. They use that same nest over and over and over because it's protected and it's safe from the California crows, who are as big as chickens. And as soon as they pick out of that egg, they are tweeting, tweet, 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 hey, Mom and Dad, I'm hungry. And they just sit there in the nest with their mouths open, tweeting. And Mom and Dad come and fill their little mouths with insects and berries and other little bits of delightful food. And then they soon learn to begin to make sounds other than their calls for food. And they learn what a warning sound is. You know, be careful, danger in the area. And as they learn to pass the air over their little bird throats, they mimic and begin to make sounds like their relatives. Now, this is why you can hear a bird sing, you know, somewhere in your garden, and you know that it's a crow or a sparrow or an owl just by hearing their song, because each bird's song is individual to that specific bird. And each bird develops its own expression as a bird. And so why is it so important to think about this? Why this is so important is because it is a principle of truth that is evident in all of the creation. If you are alive and you are breathing right this minute, you are a one-of-a-kind creation. Whether fish or snail, whether tree or rose, whether birds or animals, from human to human, each individual form that exists, exists in its own individuality, specifically just as it is. There's never ever been another one like it, and there never will be. You are a specifically created form of life. And even as the bird has its own individual song, it tweets, we have a specific voice pattern that's unlike anybody else's. We have a specific development of the pattern of the iris of our eye. This is how today's technologies can be used for identification. Our fingerprints are individual, unlike anyone else's, because each one of us is one of a kind, specific form of God's energy in expression. And a bird's form and that bird's song is specific to its unique, one of a kind expression. Now, this is the eternal truth that is set before all of us right now in this time of life here on Earth. We no longer want to try to be like everybody else. We're beginning to realize there is no one else like me, and I like it that way. I'm going to be me, and I'm going to sing my song. Tweet, 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 tweet. So let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. Okay, now, to tell my whole story today, I have to go back 8 years to when President Obama was elected. Most of all of us were alive then. I mean, it was only 8 years ago. It kind of seems like an eternity, doesn't it? But it was only 8 years ago. Now, Obama's total votes of 69.5 million votes is the highest amount of votes ever to be had by a presidential candidate. The 131 million votes cast in that election represented over 43% of the total U.S. population, the highest share of any presidential election in U.S. history. And the American people at that time were calling for change, and that was Obama's theme. We already knew we'd been lied to and that there weren't any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The only mass destruction was what we did to Iraq. And we totally upset and destroyed the delicate balance that had been being maintained there by Saddam. And during these last 8 years, not only did President Obama get the real culprit of 9/11, Osama bin Laden, he has also, with great statesmanship, reestablished that delicate balance in that area without further escalations of conflict. And you know what? The American people are now used to this type of statesmanship, whether they realize it or not. It's only when we don't have it that we become aware. Like, wait a minute, what is all this tweeting business? How is that presidential? Because we've been so used to a dignified neutrality that considers everyone's ideas and creates a solution that promotes and sustains the peace. And part of the success of the Obama campaign was his extensive use of modern technology, which only amplified McCain's inadequacy, especially, you know, when he admitted he didn't have a computer or use a cell phone. And as a former Vietnam War veteran, that was unimportant to younger voters. They wanted this statesmanship neutrality that keeps the peace. Now, Obama used nearly all of the then new social media 8 years ago to form a bond with his supporters, which helped him appeal to the youth's audience and their need to feel special, in the know, and empowered. And the 2008 presidential election saw the largest youth turnout of all time, over 51%. Now, Senator Obama had over 2 million American supporters on Facebook and 100,000 followers on Twitter. And his YouTube channel held 115,000 subscribers and more than 97 million video views. And Obama's edge in social media was what was crucial to the election outcome. 37% of Americans between 18 and 24 reported that they got their news from social networking sites. And social media allowed voters to share their voting experiences. And then on November 4th, 2008, at 10:30 p.m., 4.9 million Facebook users had already posted an announcement that they had voted. So the Democratic Party candidate Barack Obama created a broad popular movement and a new method of campaigning by courting and mobilizing activists, donations, and voters through the internet. It was part of his campaign that mobilized grassroots workers in every state. And he also set fundraising records in more than 1 month by gaining support from a record-breaking number of individual small donors. The Obama-Biden ticket was the first winning ticket in American history on which neither candidate was a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and expressed as a percentage of the eligible voters, 131.2 million votes reflects this turnout of 63% of eligible voters. That's what social media accomplished in the Obama campaign. And Obama was elected. He had opposed our position in Iraq, and then once took the office of presidency, he faced the biggest bailout of private industry in this country, the taxpayer having to go stand in the gap and actually bail out the criminal banking system that had taken this country nearly to the depths of an out-of-control bankruptcy. and President Obama stood strong during these critical times. He did vote for the bailout because there was nothing else that could be done. We couldn't let the country go down the drain. And the reason I'm going into all of this is that I was one of those people who signed up online as an original Obama supporter, and I set up a monthly donation to this cause for change. And ever since that first day that I signed up, for the past 8 years, I have gotten an email from President Obama every day. I feel my president has been on the job for me, because each day he has told me what he did and why he did it. He explained his positions on everything, why he believed in what he was proposing, and what he wanted to try to do to get things done. And in every email, I was asked what I thought. I had the opportunity every single day for these past 8 years to let my president know how I felt about what was happening. And I am, and I have been, and I still am, until Friday, January 20th, 2017, an active participant in the affairs of my country as I work with my president, who cares about me and how I feel about things. If you had also been involved like this, you might feel a lot different about things that have happened. We all know the media isn't telling us the truth. They're only in business to make money and to create incidents and controversies and pit one person against another in order to generate audiences for their advertisers. It's all about money. It's the media. And I feel sad that so many people will allow the media to manipulate and control them. You don't have to be manipulated and controlled by the media. You can know the truth. President Obama has always told me the truth. He's explained to me every day everything he has done in great detail and why. And how he keeps quiet as the media just tells one big lie after another is beyond me. I just think he doesn't attack the media because he just tells us the truth. And then at that point, it's up to us. I choose to be on the side of the truth with a capital T. And I believe we can know when someone is telling the truth and when they're not, because we have the divine breath of God in us. It's what beats our heart. And in our heart, we can tell if someone is telling the truth. Listen with your heart. You don't need to have someone else tell you what is true for you, because there's no one like you. How could someone else tell you what is right for you? You and only you are the only one who knows what is best for you. And this is that part of that one-of-a-kind, unique, and only creation that you express. That song you sing, and only you sing, your bird song. Let us all sing as the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. So that brings me to my final reflection tonight. President-elect Trump has tweeted from day one. It is his way to express. It's his bird song. He tweets. Well, what better way for all of us to know what's going on? This is even better than what President Obama did, because President Obama only sent his emails about what he was doing to those of us who first declared our support for him. But Trump tweets are even beyond the scope of President Obama's use of social media, because by tweeting, Trump reaches everybody. No one is kept in the dark. Everything is out in the open. Tweet, 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 tweet. So now every single person in the United States has a platform for expression, because we can all tweet back. And we can now all let President-elect Trump know how we feel about everything. And he's letting us know what he intends to do about everything, person to person, president to the man on the street. So there's no more need for riots or marches or demonstrating or any other kinds of expression that lead to violence. Just tweet, people. Tweet, 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 tweet. I just think it's great. I am all for this. Tweet away, my dear Mr. Trump. I am with you all the way. And thanks for keeping those jobs in Indiana. And thanks for showing strength in this time of chaos. It's time now for all things to be revealed. People, get those tweets out. Keep your tweets going. Let's break the internet with our tweets. Get your tweets out there. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Sweet, 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 sweet. Let's all warble like nightingales. Give your throat a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you all know the words. Tweet, 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 tweet.